I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for listening to our I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And we are gearing up for our half-day motivational conference that's going to be happening on Saturday, August 26th, where you can come out and just get the skills you need, meet people who care, and the success that you desire. It is designed for you to help you achieve your goals and to provide you the resources that you need in order to be successful in whatever those goals are, whatever your dreams are. We have lots of resources available to you who are a part of I've Decided and are ready and willing to help you be successful. And so I want to thank our business members. We call them our community-wide difference makers. We have 50 business members that are part of I've Decided. Please go check out that resource page at ivedecided.org. We especially want to give a shout out to Junction City. They have decided to be our presenting sponsor this year, and we're very thankful for them. And these are businesses that care about you and care about your goals. So be sure to check them out on the resource page. And while you're there, take a look at the half-day motivational conference and get registered for that. You won't want to miss it. And I'm really excited about my guest today. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kim.
And so Kate Hersel is the owner and founder of Heartland Doulas. We've had you on the show before. You've been a part of I've Decided now for what, a couple years?
Yeah.
I can't believe how fast time flies. We've actually known each other for a long, long time.
A really long time.
We'll have to share a little bit about that on the show. But you've been a part of I've Decided now for a couple of years and own Heartland Doulas and making your way and your name in our community as a helper of women who are having babies and just helping them stay on track. But a lot of people don't know you really have a lot of talents.
Well, thank you.
You actually have a degree in psychology?
I have two of them, yeah.
2 degrees in psychology.
Yes.
That's amazing. So I bet that comes in handy as a doula, really.
It comes hugely in handy as a doula. We have people who, you know, everybody has a little bit of a different communication style. And so being able to take a look at a person, talk for a couple of minutes, assess that, and then speak in the language that they can hear in is a really big asset into being able to provide support that feels good to the person who's receiving it.
And that's important, how they feel.
Yes.
It is very important. And this personality, I guess, assessment that you use is called DISC.
It's called DISC, yeah. And I like to call it a quick and dirty personality assessment. A lot of people are familiar with different personality assessments that they can use in the workplace and in their personal lives. The big one that comes to mind is MBTI. You've probably taken a free one online. It spits out some 4-letter acronym. You're an ENTJ, you're an INSP, you know, that kind of a thing. And it doesn't mean a whole lot to people. There's 16 archetypes under the MBTI, and it's really, really complex to figure out where you fit in, where other people fit in. You really have to become an expert in MBTI to be good at it. I like DISC because you don't have to be an expert to use DISC. Anybody can use it. You just need someone who can explain it to you in a way that's really accessible and relatable to your personal and your professional life.
And you do a fantastic job. I had the opportunity to sit in on one of your classes that you taught, and it was so awesome. You're so funny and witty, and really, you do make it fun so that it's easy to understand. And I loved it so much that we've invited you to teach one of our power sessions at the half-day conference, because I think it is so beneficial for anyone, regardless of what your career field is, whether you're a full-time stay-at-home parent or you're full-time out in the field. Understanding this quick and dirty, as you call it, DISC, this personality assessment is so beneficial in helping you communicate. It's really communication.
Well, sure. And we use it, you know, on the postpartum side. So, of course, we're using it in a business sense to be able to communicate well with and understand the motivations of our clients. But we use it in the field on the postpartum end in helping clients understand their children sometimes. You've got kids.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever ask them to go do a thing and then they beg you for help with that thing? Just do it with me. No, let's clean our room together. No, like, do you
Or sometimes they say, can I please do it later?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So DISC can, if you understand the personality primary and secondary types of your kids, you can understand why they have a tendency toward those behaviors and be able to engineer your requests or your tasks in a way that makes them more likely to be able to follow through with them.
I am definitely going to take your class again. Because this time, I think the first time I had on kind of my business-minded, you know, mind.
Yeah.
And this time I'd like to come at it from a parenting perspective. Because
for sure,
if I can learn how to better communicate with my teenage daughters, that would be wonderful.
Yes.
But it can also help just in a work situation, like with your coworkers, or what about your spouse?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I use it with my husband all the time. Don't tell him. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, don't listen. Don't learn the secret.
I'm assessing you all the time. No.
He's married to someone who has 2 degrees in psychology, so he's probably used to that by now.
He probably knows. I use that. And even talking about like how we're going to divide up, you know, household tasks or things that we need to get done or parenting related things, you can really use DISC personality to play to the other person's strengths so that you can find out how you best mesh together, whether it's you and your partner, you and your kids, you and your coworkers, you and the people who you manage. You can use DISC really to your advantage.
That is awesome. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for listening in. And you've been hearing Kate Herzl, my friend, and she's the founder and owner of Heartland Doulas, but she is also an expert in personality assessments. And she uses what she likes to call, what you were just explaining, this quick and dirty assessment called DISC. Now, what does DISC stand for?
DISC, D-I-S-C, are the primary kind of archetypes of the DISC personality assessment. So they don't necessarily stand for any one word. They stand for several words. So D might be dominant or driven or decisive, decision maker. All of those are D words that would describe a D.
Okay. So it's D words,
mm-hmm,
or I words.
Exactly.
Or S words and C words.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. So DISC doesn't necessarily mean anything in general. It's just D-I-S-C because you got all the D-I-S-C words.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Now you probably just assessed my personality.
I may have.
She's assessing me all the time. It's awesome. But what I think is really cool, because this must really come in handy for your job as a doula.
It is so important as a doula. You know, we've talked before when I've been on the show and just when you and I have been talking in general, that people have this perception of a doula as somebody who attends births at home and you have your baby in your bathtub.
Right.
That's kind of, that's
all natural.
Yeah, exactly. That's not how it works at all. A doula is someone who supports you through your transition into parenthood or adding a new life to your family, whether it's with childbirth education, whether it's with actually being present for the birth and helping with that emotional and physical support, or whether it's after the birth, helping care for the baby and helping you find your way as a new parent and how you want to do things. And that's where DISC comes in handy, is being able to use someone's personality type to help them find their way.
And like you said, that personality makes all the difference in how you communicate with them and how they feel with that communication.
And that's key, too. I think, you know, you have a lot of people when you have a new baby who want to help, and they don't necessarily know how to support. I think help and support are two different things. If I walk into, a postpartum client's home after they've had their baby, you know, I've got some clients who want to hand me a list of stuff to do, and I can do that. I have some clients who want me to sit next to them and help them with the feeding questions they have about their baby. I have some clients who want me to help them organize their house. They want to feel more in control of everything. And I have some clients who just want me to sit on the couch and watch Real Housewives with them while they care for their baby. I think you might be in that last category. And I would watch Real Housewives with you all day long.
Or The Voice.
That one too.
Yeah, The Voice, it would be more my alley than The Real Housewives, I think. But no, I get what you're saying.
Sure.
Sometimes you just need that company because I am a people person. Yeah. And it's funny you say that, Kate, because when I had my kids and they were little, I felt so alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like at home with these kids, yeah, and I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I say to you all the time, where were you when my kid was crying for 3 months? Because
yeah,
one of the things that you really are helping with a lot is helping the parents with the sleeping.
Yes. We offer sleep coaching in addition to postpartum doula support. So for some people, postpartum doula support looks like me coming in during the day, making sure you get something to eat. I don't know if you remember having a new baby, but you learn how to do everything one-handed.
Right.
And that generally doesn't involve eating a hot meal. So, you know, we make sure that you have the opportunity to care for yourself, to participate in self-care, to shower more than once a week, and to get all your questions answered. But we also come in at night and more on a newborn care specialist side, we help care for your babies. Sometimes people go looking for a night nanny or a night nurse who are not people who necessarily have credentials to care for a baby. They'll just sit next to your baby while it sleeps all night.
Right.
So when you hire a newborn care specialist or a postpartum doula, you have someone who cares for your baby all night, who feeds the baby, burps the baby, changes the baby, walks with the baby, whatever the baby needs, or brings the baby to you to feed if that's what you desire. But most of the time, people just want 8 straight hours of sleep. And we provide that for them, and they know their baby is well cared
and
for.
And, you know, that in itself is priceless, because mm-hmm, if you have 8 hours of straight sleep, even if it was just one night for the whole week to have mm-hmm, that 8 hours, if you're well rested, you can function better,
yeah,
and you have more patience.
Yes.
And it just makes things a lot easier. I can see the benefit of that greatly. Now, what about, I think back when my babies are now 13 and 15, so, you know, they're teenagers. But when they were babies, and I kind of am a believer. I hope nobody gets upset with me because I know some people aren't. But I let my babies cry it out at a certain mm-hmm, point because I wanted them to have a good sleep pattern.
Sure.
I did not want to be up all night. You know, I wanted to have control over that.
Yeah.
And so I could have used somebody to be there going, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be okay. Because I remember feeling like the worst mom, like they were going to kill themselves from crying, basically, you know?
You know, that doesn't happen when we sleep train. It doesn't mean that the babies don't cry. Sometimes they do, but it's not, I think people hear cry it out and they picture, or they've experienced this like purple crying where they scream for hours or they throw up or they're desolate and tears are streaming down their faces. That's not usually how it goes, because we engineer the program to let the baby figure it out instead of cry it out. So lots of different ways that we set that up. But more often than not, we get there, we talk about it, we lay the baby down, and the baby goes, eh, and turns to the side, and eh, and turns to the side, kind of like how maybe you, when you're trying to fall asleep, you fluff the pillow or you flip it over to the cool side or you rearrange the blankets. We see them kind of do that same thing. They might suck a thumb or reach for a lovey that's in the crib with them, and then they go to sleep. They figure it out. And it's just an amazing thing to witness and an incredible gift to give to families to be able to have that structured sleep where it's not, you know, bedtime is all over the place and tonight it's 7 and tomorrow it's 11 and at 2 a.m. they're in your bed or you're laying down with them in their bed to get them to sleep. At some point, it is appropriate to give your kids healthy sleep habits because they stay with them for life. And
they
that's do. What we do.
My kids, you know, even to this day, that 13 and 15, they still have very similar sleep patterns to what we have created.
Uh-huh.
We all go to bed relatively early. I mean, for teenagers, my kids, even in the summer, by 10:30, they're both asleep.
Sure.
Because that's late for them. I mean, we're like a 9 p.m. we're out because we
yeah,
get up early. But I can see that. That is absolutely so true. Those sleep patterns are so important. So, you know, maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, I need someone to help me with sleep patterns with my kids or with my family. And I just was thinking, too, it's not too late to hire a doula, even if you've got toddlers.
Right.
You could probably even help there.
We do. Yeah. We sleep train toddlers as well. It's a little bit more of a challenge when they can climb out of the bed and beat on the door and do the things like, but I need a drink of water. Toddlers are smart and they know.
They are manipulative things, aren't they?
They're smart. They know how to push your buttons and that you'll watch them test all the different ways to get out of this bedtime or to delay this bedtime. So if I can get your baby when they're, 3 to 7 months old, it'll go a little easier. But yeah, we can absolutely apply this to toddlers and we have.
And I bet you apply the DISC personality to those toddlers
we
too.
We absolutely do, yes.
That's hilarious. I can just see you assessing them right now as we're speaking. That is so funny. So I am talking to my good friend, Kurt. She's
no.
a girl.
Yes, yes, I am.
And her name is Kate. Kate Herzl of Heartland Doulas. And she's also an expert in personality assessments and holds 2 degrees in psychology and just really a smart girl. I mean, just really cool and I just love what you're doing. Share your story. I've heard it before, but I think it's worth sharing again to the listeners how, because you've got some experience here. First of all, you have four kids?
I have 3 kids.
You have 3 kids of your own. Mm-hmm. And your experience and where you decided to become a doula, how did that happen?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I've got, 2 degrees in psychology. I have a master's degree in organizational behavior management. So by nature, I'm an efficiency consultant helping businesses become better. So never thought I would be on this heart work baby end of things ever. But I got pregnant and I took a 27-hour childbirth class. Let that sink in. That's more time than some people spend in like college courses that you get credit for. I took a 27-hour childbirth class. And when it came down to it, it just didn't prepare me for the experience that I ended up having. It prepared me for one type of experience. It was natural birth or perish was really what this class was. It was like 12 weeks of this being drilled into your head. And when it turned out that that wasn't the way this was going to happen, I really had no tools to fall back on when I was in the hospital. So I did have a surgical birth with my first baby, and they brought the baby to me in recovery, and I got the baby, and I fed the baby, and then I said, where's my cell phone? And my husband goes, I'll take pictures and send them to whoever you want. I have tons of pictures of the baby. Just tell me who to send them to. And I said, no. Where's my cell phone? I need to Google how to become a childbirth educator because it just... Have you ever just had your passion, your purpose revealed to you? I was set on fire by that experience. And so I acted right away. From my hospital
room. Now, you would have to know, Kate. Can I just explain really quick? I said in the beginning of the show that I've known Kate for many, many years now, since you were like 18, 19, 20-ish. You actually worked for us at Curbs.
I did.
And managed the Curbs over on Willow Knolls when it was there for Della.
Yep.
And so spent a lot of time working with Kate. And so I'm about to crack up right now because when she says she is an efficient expert, you can't imagine. So I can just see you from this hospital bed saying, looking up how to become an expert in child delivery because of this experience. So I just had to lay that foundation that this, if they just knew your personality, that's perfect.
True to life.
Yeah, it is so true to life. So you look it up, you get this information.
So yeah, I researched programs for a couple of days. I chose a science-based one that wasn't that, natural birth or perish kind of a philosophy. I found my program. I signed up for it. I got to the last checkout screen and it said, do you want to add labor doula support training for a discount? Well, Kim, the other thing you know about me over 15 years is that I like a discount. So I was like, well, of course I do, because probably someone will take a class and want me to be there. And I'm not going to show up and not be an expert in the thing that I've been asked to do. So I said yes, and I did the checkout. And the next day I got cold feet. I thought, I've just had a baby. This is the first baby I've ever held in my whole life is my own baby. And I'm going to be a doula for people? I don't know. So I called and I said, I saw that I have 48 hours to cancel this. I just want to be a childbirth educator. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't want to be a doula. Can I get a refund? And they said, yes, it's a $200 cancellation fee. And I said, fine, I'll be a doula. And I attended my first labor a couple months later and I fell in love. It was my absolute purpose. I am completely set on fire by this mission.
Yeah, I believe it's amazing. And you have been doing this now how long?
For 6 years now.
6 years. Mm-hmm. And so you have doulas that are contracted that work through your organization, Heartland Doulas?
Yeah, so I have a business partner who's been a doula since 2001. So the two of us have kind of grown through changes in the doula industry. We've certified, between the two of us, we've certified through 7 different organizations. So we finally found the best one. We joined forces. We created Heartland Doulas after both working solo and realizing that we couldn't serve clients as efficiently, that's a theme in my life, as efficiently as we would have liked to. And we have hand-selected, mentored, raised up, done the best we could to clone ourselves through the 12 doulas who now work for us.
And they are contracted and they just help out whenever needed.
Yep, absolutely.
So if someone wants some information, how can they reach out to you? So the listeners, maybe they're listening. Maybe listeners, you know someone who's having a baby, or you know someone who could be struggling at home right now with a newborn baby and toddlers, and they just need some coaching. How can they reach out to you?
Sure. So there are a couple ways. They could start on our website, which is www.heartlanddoulas, D-O-U-L-A-S. It's like Douglas without the G.com. heartlanddoulas.com. They can find all of our information. Or they could email us info@heartlanddoulas.com, and we can help them out.
And just reach out to them. Absolutely. And you do a free consultation.
Yep.
And you even go to their home if that's what they want. They can come to your office, whatever. It's just so cool how you do that. So, you know, it's just, the thing is, and the thing that we want to get the word out is, it's not just about natural childbirth.
Right.
Yes, natural childbirth is an amazing way to go.
Oh, sure.
And a great way to go for some people, but not everyone. But having a doula, you can, so I got my epidural.
Yeah.
I could have had a doula.
You could have had a doula, because what did your husband do when you got your epidural?
What did he do?
Did he go to sleep?
No.
Okay.
I really don't know, but I doubt I'll let him go to sleep. I can tell you that. don't you know my personality?
That's a very good point. No, a lot of times that's what we hear is like, the support was great. I felt supported. I got the epidural. I felt abandoned. I was, you know, all of a sudden it was like, okay, well, let us know when a baby is coming out of you and we'll come back in the room. So,
well, no, I did feel, I can see what you're saying now. Yeah. Once you get the epidural and you're no longer screaming in pain, then you're kind of left there.
Yeah. And so, you know, you don't get an epidural because you don't want to participate in your childbirth. You just get an epidural because you don't want to feel it. So being present, providing some support measures that mimic the benefits of being able to use your legs while you're in the bed with the epidural pain-free, we can help keep that birth kind of trucking along, doing what it's supposed to be doing. And we're also, you know, bringing it back to this birth experience and what you want it to be. Maybe we're talking about the decor in your nursery, or what color hair you think the baby is going to have, but just really being present and staying in the moment and, you know, helping it feel like the monumentous experience that it is to have a baby.
That's awesome. And I can't think of a better person to help someone having a baby or who has some babies at home. And when I say babies at home, toddlers or younger, right? I still consider those little toddlers babies. They are, yes. You know, they're little munchkins. And so I can't think of a better person. I just was putting two and two together here. I'm like, someone who has a degree in 2 degrees in psychology. And so you understand communication, organizational skills.
Sure.
And a personality assessment expert. Because now you're going to be able to communicate with me, the mom, in a way that's going to make me feel good.
Yes.
Not because you're trying to be someone you're not, but because you're trying to adapt to make me, your client, feel as good as possible.
Adapt is such a good word. Yes, absolutely. And it's not just you, the mother, but also your partner, your husband or boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
Because you guys probably have 2 very different personality styles, whether it's you and your husband or whether it's any of my clients and their husbands. I have yet to meet anybody who they and their partner have the exact same personality style. There's a reason Paula Abdul sang opposites attract, right? So being able to speak to both of you, maybe I'm satisfying, you know, your need to be heard and cheerleaded and coached on. And I'm also satisfying your partner's need to be safe and to have the information and to, you know, feel like they're part of the process.
Yeah, that is really cool. But I am so excited. I want to remind the listeners again that you are going to be teaching one of our power sessions at our half-day motivational conference on Saturday, August 26th. So if you're listening, you want to meet Kate, come on over to Second Chance Church. It's a half-day, 9 to noon. You can get registered at ivedecided.org. You can go there and get more information. Check out all of our speakers. It is going to be a great, great, great morning. And sign up, you know, for Kate's power session. And she's going to be teaching us this personality assessment that you use in your business and mm-hmm. in your personal life and know so well, and help us understand it a little bit better so that we can communicate and so that we can adapt to our kids, to our spouses, to our friends, to our coworkers. If you own a business, oh my goodness, this is really a good thing to know. And so I just think that this whole personality assessment thing is really cool, and it's helpful.
It opens a lot of doors. You know, one of the primary personality archetypes in DISC is only 10% of the population has this as their primary archetype. It happens to be mine. And it's the reason that if you own a business and maybe you notice you tend to attract people who are just like you, well, if you have the same archetype that I have, it means you're not speaking to 90% of your potential audience. The same can go for interpersonal relationships. You're really missing out if you're not speaking everybody's language.
Yeah, so if you've got, and maybe, you know, we like to write it off, oh, they're just teenagers, you know, and it mm-hmm. could be that maybe you're just not speaking to them the way they can understand it.
Yep. So we use this, you know, when we write our website copy, we make sure that it covers all four types of DISC, that there's something in there for everybody. When we put out a social media post, we think about these people. When we blog, we think about who's going to read it. We think about the personality type who is most likely to read the first paragraph and they stop. We put all the information they need in the first paragraph so that they can stop and not miss anything. So there's really a lot of clever ways that you can engineer what you're doing if you just understand all the people in your audience.
Wow. I love it. I'm so excited.
Me too.
I'm so fired up, Kate. That is going to be awesome. You can learn, again, you can learn more about our conference at ivedecided.org. And one more time, give them a shout out, Kate, how they can reach you if they're interested in learning more about Heartland Doulas and just getting some information on how you can help some of these homes that might have some need
for, sure.
for your services.
Yeah, it's HeartlandDoulas, DOULAS.com. They can find us on the web. They can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. We're all over the place. Just search for Heartland Doulas and you'll get us.
And get the doula who has all this experience. Like, seriously, I just can't imagine there could be someone better that has the experience of communicating and understanding people's personalities and how to adapt and really make their experience amazing, individualized.
That was the challenge with going from being solo to an agency, is selling myself versus other people. But really, by, you know, imparting this DISC knowledge on the other people and all of the shared experiences that we have together, you know, I've cloned myself. I've gone one step better than cloning myself because I learn from them too, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. I can't believe our half hour's up. Kate, thanks for being here with me and sharing your information, knowledge. Thank you for being a part of I've Decided and for being passionate about what you do and caring about our community and believing in our mission.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, awesome. Okay, have a great Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to being back with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?